We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to the 22nd chapter of the second section of the Avat Chesed. And the Chafetz Chaim decided to go off into a discussion about the kindness that one can accomplish when lending his utensils. And that's its own mitzvah. V'inyan HaChesed Hazeh Yuchal Kol Ish L'Kayem. Now this is something everyone can do. We're not yet in the Sefer Amidot, we're in the Avat Chesed. On page Kuf Tzadi Hei Na'avat Chesed, Ki Ushayach Afilu Bidvrim Nekalim. It's you could do it with such simple things. You could lend your pen. Kmo Nafauch V'Rao Shakda Bait. You could lend your sifter. There are simple things you have at home. Everyone owns something. When I was in yeshiva, I started a gemach with my coat. There were guys who went out on dates and they didn't have nice coats to wear. And I had a coat that was decent looking, so I'd lend my coat. The bummer was if two guys dated the same girl with the same coat, but it didn't matter. Okay, whoever was my size would borrow my coat. Osherat masrek mamechatz, you could lend your comb. I'm not sure I would do that. V'chol kai gavna, but there are simple things you could lend. Do not lend your toothbrush. I already told the guys here that I spoke to an expert on the transfer of AIDS, and he told me that AIDS does pass at certain stages of the virus, through saliva and stuff like that. Don't lend your toothbrush or your shaver. And our sages already taught us and tracked it. Menochos, gadol onsho shel lavan, meonsho shel tchelet, mipnei shetchelet amam bikarim, min kol adam yichol lahasigo, masha'en ken belavan. When it comes to the white strings of tzitzis, so in their days they had blue dye that they knew was tcheles, and it was very expensive. So it says in the Talmud that if someone wears a garment and he doesn't have the blue dye, so he's not going to get punished too heavily for that, because that's very expensive. But the white strings, they're very easy to attain. So there, God takes a person to task and says, why didn't you do that? That was easy. When a person comes to the court above, they're not going to ask him, if he was tight, why didn't you lend $1,000? Because that's obvious. I didn't lend it because I needed it for myself. But they will ask him about minor things, where a person has the capacity to do his friend a favor. The only reason he didn't do it was because he was too lazy to do it. A person has an extra sweater. A person has an extra pen. There are things that are within everyone's reach to do kindness to his fellow man. Over here, what we're talking about are easy things. Everyone could do something for his fellow man. Now, I had the good fortune of rooming in Brooklyn by Rabbi Or Zuchovich of blessed memory. He was mutilated by the Nazis. He couldn't have any kids. And when he passed away, so I suddenly thought to myself, hey, I want to do something in his memory. So they had a computer available at Merkaz Harav where you could learn and then write whatever you want to write, and then you had to put in a disc and save it. Those were the days of discs, probably before you guys were born, right? There's this little thing, you know, not a disc on key. There used to be these floppy disks. But guys in yeshiva didn't always have a floppy disk. Floppy disk. How many kilobytes could you save on a floppy disk? What?
The newer one, 3.5 megabytes.
Okay, the new ones was 3.5 megabytes.
1 megabyte.
1 megabyte. Okay, so before your guys' time, there was this concept of a disk. Now, the guys came and worked on the computer. They didn't have a floppy disk, right? So I decided, I bought a few floppy disks, and I put them there, and I said, you could use them, take it home, copy it, and this is a gemach in his memory. And it struck me, for a few shekels, I was able to help tens, if not hundreds of people, and I started a gemach in his memory. And until he passed away, I hadn't thought for a minute that I could really take a few shekel and help a lot of people in this world. But really, we all have that capacity. There are simple things which you can do that'll help a lot of people. Sometimes you have someone that's super wealthy, but he needs a pen. He's at the cash register. Every cufflink looks like a $50,000 cufflink, but he doesn't have his pen on him to sign his credit card bill. Okay, or you're at Misrad HaPnim, or you're by the passport office. Doesn't matter how much money you have, and they're not going to lend you their pen. So you have the capacity to help people. It doesn't matter how wealthy a person is. When we lend him something, we have accomplished this act of kindness, and we're responsible to do that. Even more so when someone who's poor asks for the loan to borrow something, undoubtedly it is incumbent upon a person to lend pen en lo ataba meliknot, because maybe now he can't afford to buy that pen. Kasher biyamnu lemalah beperak alef medina alvab sif gimel en sham min tiv chesed, as we explained earlier, you could look at it over there. So we're beginning this idea, which we will develop, that every person can accomplish this mitzvah. This is an easy mitzvah, and people should just take it seriously because it's really a biblical mitzvah. The first reason why people don't accomplish this mitzvah is because they don't think about it. So that's the first idea we saw today. Anytime you lend someone something, you've accomplished this mitzvah, and we all have things that we could lend. Yeah.
Yeah. You have to lend somebody something?
Well, we're still going to discuss how to protect yourself. I already told you guys that when I lend my pen at Mishrad Apnim, I say, leave me your Tudat Zuhut, and that way I get my pen back. We're not talking about doing this in a foolish way, meaning lend, but do it intelligently.
What if you have something that each time it's used, its value is won't work as well?
So we'll check each case. He will address that as we go along. Any you're right. You might say, if I lend my sweater, so a person will wear it all winter long, I'll end up rubbing out the elbows. Right? So that's legitimate. That's a legitimate concern. There are instances where that's true, right? You might not want to lend your car to your neighbor. That's true. Might be true.
Car, yeah. Car, neighbor.